Everybody, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. Glad to have you here. I have three people looking at me on the screen right now as we record this, going, wow, Dave's actually doing it. Yeah, we're doing it. We're recording live here on meetup.com. I get together with some of my best podcasting friends on a regular basis to talk podcasting, to encourage each other on their journey as podcasters. And you can be a part of it too on our meetup group. Come on over. Links in the show notes. We'd love to have you here. Again, I have three of the best people in podcasting joining me today, which I'm excited to have them here. Sharon, JJ, and Mike are joining. Others might join as we talk, but right now we got three great people here together. Again, we're talking about making positive impact with your podcast and getting some insight from some people in podcasting around that topic. So welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here. All right. I'm seeing nods and smiles all around. That's good stuff. Sharon, can you start us off? Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about maybe where you are in this world and your podcast plans. Where are you at?
Sure. First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for putting together this meetup, for the opportunity for me to meet like-minded people, to learn more, to share. So I just wanted to give you kudos for the work that you put into that. Thank you. So my name is Sharon Worsley. I am known by my clients as the business development ninja because I am a chronic people watcher. Exactly. Careful. And the reason why they call me the business development ninja is because I am a people watcher. I watch what people or businesses do or don't do. And sometimes what they don't do is more revealing. And I've been a guest on a lot of different podcasts. I've also been a contributing writer on many different magazines, including the Canadian Business Journal. And what I do there is in all of those podcasts, or if I'm speaking on a stage somewhere, what I do is I share real life situations that I'm noticing. And I do it in such a way, create a story so that you could be, for instance, a chiropractor. And my story has been about a local restaurant. And I do it in such a way that at the end, I give you these what I call points to ponder so that you could take out some of the golden nuggets of what I've shared. And the reason why my clients call me the business development ninja is because many of the strategies that I share that they can implement cost little to nothing to be able to enter into their business. So what I want to do is create my own podcast. So I'm in the middle of putting that together and trust that I'll be launching soon. And it will be about these different stories. So you can listen to me rather than having to find me in some magazine online. So thank you for allowing me to share.
Amazing. Sharon, I want to have you come on my Out of Podcast series as a guest. I have lots of points to ponder with you about podcasting. So put that in your calendar sometime. We need to get together and have you on.
Love to. Love to be of service.
Great. Thank you. Speaking of being of service, JJ is here, and JJ is one of the kindest people I've ever met, a great person. He's got an amazing story. He has served his country for many years, and he's a new podcaster. So JJ, hey, welcome to the meetup.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's great to be here and to be hanging out with some great podcasters. Thank you. You mentioned my service. I did 27 years in the Air Force, went to combat three times, been through hell and back, and was given this beautiful opportunity here in West Paris, Maine, to get this property. And it's an 11-acre ranch that I've turned into Ripple Retreat, which is a non-alcohol turnkey event center, retreat center, and recovery center. And I'm giving 75% of the profit it makes to the town that I'm in of West Paris and local charities. And it's been a beautiful adventure so far. I'm 2 years into it, and I need to raise money. And I believe we all put out a vibration. We make ripples in the world. We influence people. So I have developed a podcast, and I've launched it. Have three episodes out. I put a new one out yesterday. It's called What's Your Ripple? And it's a podcast that captures true tales and stories of how somebody influenced someone, how it changed their life. So yesterday, Anthony McEwen came on my show, and we talked about his business called Fight Coffee, where he gives 100% of the profits to fighting human trafficking. And I'm like, how did you start doing this? He said 12 years ago, he was at a concert and heard this horrible story about human trafficking and was like, what can I do? And the seed was planted and it made a ripple in his life, so much so that he now has a business dedicated to fighting human trafficking. And he is making a ripple in the world. So What's Your Ripple is a beautiful podcast where I get to have beautiful guests on telling their story of how they're making a ripple, positive ripple in the world. And I get to share that with the listeners. And just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm loving it. Absolutely nice. Loving it.
Nice. It's a great podcast, AJ. You're doing really well with it. I'm loving it. I'm listening here in Canada. It's soaking it all up. So keep going. Because again, that stone has no idea the ripple it causes, right? When it gets tossed into the lake, it has no idea.
Absolutely.
The ripple just gets bigger and bigger and bigger as it spreads. So
it does. And I'm going to put in a plug here, Ripple Retreat. You can find me online at ripple-retreat.com is my website. And of course, my podcast is named What's Your Ripple?
So, interesting. It's good. And we're talking today about having an impact with your podcast. So, you know, the positive ripples that you're doing is a great example of that. So I'm sure we're going to have a good conversation today about that.
I hope so.
Awesome. Awesome. Mike is here as well. Thank you, JJ. Mike is here. And Mike, you are a podcaster to be, and you're growing it. You're getting your ideas. You've been a frequent contributor here on our meetup. So thank you for making time to be here. But introduce yourself to those that are be listening at home in the future.
Okay. Mike Clancy, can you hear me? I'm in Brantford, Ontario, Canada. So I appreciate the impact of your how-to podcast with the, giving us an introduction to legal issues, confidence, statistics, having the right voice and editing and things like that. It's appreciated. It's a great community. So the podcast I hope to start is called Mature Democracy. And it's based on what happened during the 1960s when I was a child. What happened was that Canada decided to go a different direction from the Americans. And what we did was we started with social services, and Canada had a legal fiduciary responsibility to care for her people. So instead of having incentives like the Americans have, we had public service, or at least we had it. And so what I want to do is sort of save the world. I want to save Canada to save us from the American empire, because the American, when free trade came in, what happened was it destroyed our social programs, because all of a sudden our managers then started getting incentives for denying housing, denying health care, denying welfare, denying workers' compensation. Their pay was based on denying services to citizens. And so in the Canadian context, that's against the criminal code. But it's happening because over and above our constitution, we now have the free trade agreement with the states. So I haven't got a clue how to do that. But in the government, what I did was I said, this is immoral, it's unethical, it's illegal. And I got physical threats from management. So, and forced to leave my job. And of course, that destroyed my children's futures as well. So, so that's what I plan to do. And I hope to get, I'm getting a lot of good advice from your podcast.
It's amazing, Mike. Good. That's a big topic. You could probably have a lot of great guests come on your show, a lot of insight, you have a lot of resources to draw from. And with your background, I think you're going to do a great job as far as researching your topic. I don't think you're the type of person who just shows up on the microphone and just kind of wings it. You're a person who's very detailed and you understand what you're going to do and where you're headed. So that's a great way to plan out your podcast.
Yeah. 1 in 10 people in Thunder Bay is on food banks. It's probably almost the same here in Brantford.
Wow.
So the impact of Americanization is devastating.
Mm. It's amazing. And JJ is sitting here going, wow, right? It's amazing.
Yes, I am. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's interesting to hear the differences again, because we're such a closely bonded countries, Canada and the U.S. And I know that there's a lot of things that happen in the U.S. that we don't understand. There's a lot of things that happen in Canada that our American friends don't understand, right? And then being able to have a show like yours, Mike, to kind of bring up some of the issues that you're seeing could introduce more conversation.
Well, maybe we could save America too.
There you go.
We need it.
Awesome. So that's great, Mike. Thank you so much for sharing. It's great to have you here. So as we jump into this, we're going to be talking around making impact with your podcast. So just a few thoughts around something I'm working on for an upcoming episode of the How to Podcast series is looking at how we can develop our impact for our show. So one of the things that I think that around creating impact we need to do at the beginning is just to learn more about our audience. And we're all at different stages with our podcast. So learning about your audience is an ongoing process. It's nothing that doesn't just happen one time and then you move forward with that information. You're going to be constantly learning and growing with your audience because your audience is going to grow over time. And even if you have one listener today, tomorrow you're going to have two. You've just doubled your entire audience. And now you have new people to talk to on a regular basis. So you need some way of communicating with your audience and staying in touch with who they are. So the big mystery in podcasting is we don't know who's listening to our show. We don't really understand. We can kind of see where they're listening from and maybe what device they're listening on. But really, that's it. That's all we know about our audience. So we need to create ways to engage with them and give them the opportunity to speak with us. And this is one example, doing a meetup. We're here together. We are here learning from each other, and we're here to build off each other's knowledge and help each other, right? So that is what that's one thing that we're doing together just by being here. So you got to learn about your audience. So my question, you know, as podcast listeners or podcasters ourselves, what are some of your plans or what are you doing? What have you seen in podcasting? Content creation, where a content creator, podcaster, has created the atmosphere of being able to speak with them, contribute, be a part of their community. What are you seeing out there in the world? And kind of your what kind of impact has that had on you as a listener? I'll give you an example. I listen to a lot of podcasts. And one of my podcasts is hosted on Buzzsprout, which is a podcast hosting site. They have a podcast they do every second week called Buzzcast. And on Buzzcast, they talk about the industry. They talk about their platform, just general stuff. But they have like banter. It's like being in the office at break time and sitting with the team at Buzzsprout. So they made some kind of funny comment. They went off on a tangent. And they got stuck on this tangent. It was all about one of the owners of the company buys socks and he likes his socks and he'll buy different kinds of socks and they're laughing and having this great time. So I sent in a message to them as a listener and then they read my message back out right on the show that, hey, True Media Solutions said, and they read my comment. And I was all giddy because they saw my message. And B, they gave me a little shout out, a little message that I was part of the conversation. And then that sparked them to jump back into that topic again, getting completely off track. And it was really funny because they're laughing that I created the atmosphere for them to go back to that topic again. So that kind of interaction with your audience is really, really fun. And even as somebody's been podcasting for a while, I still get giddy if I hear my name on somebody's show. I heard it on JJ's show and I'm just like, oh, it's like I'm playing it for my wife. I'm playing it for my cat. I'm playing it for everybody because it's so exciting to hear your name mentioned on a podcast that you admire. So yeah. Sharon, JJ, Mike, your thoughts around how do we learn more about our audience? What do you think?
You go for it, JJ.
I'm so new. How do I learn about my audience is a great question because I just starting out, I would like to know more about my audience. My research has been listening to podcasts and listening to yours mainly, Dave. Yeah. And you set a very good example. But I don't know who my audience is yet.
Yeah. So I guess the big thing I think in all of this is as well, I'm working through the idea of how do you make it super easy for them to connect with you, right? And this takes time, right? You said you're three episodes in, JJ.
Yes.
So it's going to take time to do that. But there are people listening right now. So, A, you kind of have to watch your stats. Where are they listening? You're going to be able to kind of cipher out who is like your family, your friends. You're like, oh, that's Bill. Well, that's right. That's Tammy. I know that's Tammy because I can tell where she's listening from. So that's relatively easy. But then you start getting people in other countries and you're like, I have no idea who that is. So what I like to do is, even when I don't know their name, I'm like, I'd be something simple like, okay, we got a new listener this week and they are in Romania. To that person that's listening in Romania, I see you. Thank you for listening to the show. I would love to talk to you sometime. Because nice. If I'm listening in Romania, I'm like, I think he's talking about me.
Right.
I think they just shouted me out there. Yeah, I want to talk to them. So just watch your stats. And when you see that kind of new blip and you're like, what's that one? That one's unique. Then call it out. And what it does to the listeners, it's like, oh, JJ's paying attention. Sharon's watching. Mike's making notice that as I listen, they're going to acknowledge me. And as you acknowledge them, it's kind of like that big round stone on the top of the hill. You're just giving a little nudge. And as it rolls down the hill, it just goes faster and faster and faster. Just make those little nudges when you start seeing that information in your stats. It's a great way to interact with them.
What tool do you use for your stats? Because I've been using that Spotify for podcasters. And I've got like 32 listens, 800 and some impressions. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. But I don't know how to find out who is listening.
Yeah. So you'll see the countries in Spotify for podcasters. It'll give you a map or a list of countries and cities and all that kind of stuff, depending on the different platforms we use. Some of them give you more detailed information. I think Spotify's more country level. So you can see US, Canada, Ireland, that kind of stuff. So that's one way to look at it. You'll see that in your dashboard. But that beyond that, that's probably the starting point for everybody, is just look at that information and you can kind of track down that part of it. And you'll be able to see it down to the episode level as well. So a particular episode 3 might have more listeners than episode 1. So then you can kind of see where people are listening there as well.
Okay. Yeah. I see. United States and Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you can click on that as well in Spotify for podcasters, and it should open up the cities as well. So if you click on
Ontario.
US, there you go. So that's probably me. That's probably me, right?
Awesome. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. So that helps as well. Because now you got a location as well.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. And then the big thing there is, again, that's you acknowledging them, but to hear back from them, you need a simple way. So an email, a website, a social media platform, whatever works for you. You want to have some easy way for them now to reach back out to you. So when you mention the person that listens in Romania, you say my email address is, or my website is, or I'm on Instagram or I'm on LinkedIn, whatever.
Right.
You know, find me here. I'd love to talk to you. Just put the ask out. They might not even think of it. But once they hear it, they're like, well, it's good. It's awesome.
Perfect.
All Sharon, right. I saw that you were jumping in there too.
I was just going to say, I think it is very important to create a community. If people are saying yes to listening to your podcast or saying no to something else at that moment. So I want to be of service. That one of my life mantras is always leave people, places, and things better than I found them. So if people are spending time listening to my podcast, I want them to walk away with something that's going to help them in their business. So I was thinking what I would do is set up probably a social media, something like Facebook group for the podcast. So anyone that listens or subscribes to the podcast would come in, then they could share their comments, what their, you know, business concerns are, if they've been able to use any of the ideas I've given them, that type of thing, to sort of create a community amongst everyone. The other thing that I'm going to do on my website is I'm creating a book, or what's often referred to as a lead magnet, that I will advertise in the podcast, that they can go to my website and download the book. And then I will then use the list to reach out to them to, you know, have general conversations, maybe if it's 10 chapters, the first 10 emails are about those chapters and what they got out of it. And then there'll be an opportunity or a request that if they have any insights on what's going on in their business or what they got out of this, someone else might be able to use, please email me back. So I'm also going to put that into the description on the podcast, wherever I'm hosting it, wherever it's showing up, so that not only will you see a description of the podcast, but you'll also see how to reach out to me, how to get to my website.
Smart. Smart. Well, I heard one author podcaster share, and then what they did is they did that. They gave away a chapter, whether it was on the podcast or through their website, and they did that over a period of time. And then when the book was done and officially available online to purchase, they went back to their audience that has been getting the copies free, like the chapters in advance, and then asked them to go and buy the book and leave a review as kind of a, you know, let's celebrate together. The book is actually out now. You already have the copies over several emails and whatever through the website. But if you would like, if you could support me by buying the book now, that would be great. And then she had the person had a flood of people going to purchase the book when it was released through pre-launch, pre-release, that it helped her with her ratings and she got all the reviews as well. And her audience, her community were so grateful that they had advanced readership of the book through the chapters that they all went to support her when she launched the book. So it was really a nice way to have your audience then come back and say, Sharon, thank you for doing that. We want to support you by buying the book.
I like that idea. And actually, I've just, as you're saying it, thought of a twist that I would still give them the first book because it's a private label, right? So it's I can't put it up on Amazon, but I could give them that book for free. Then they get a taste of not only my podcast, but also how I write and the information I give them. Because I have another book that I've taken a lot of articles that I've written and put them into a book. So I could do that for that second book, which would go on Amazon. So thank you very much. That's a great idea. Yeah. Appreciate it.
That's good. Mike, I see you came off Mike as well.
Okay. So the dilemma I have is that the people I want to reach are people who are not likely to be online. And the people who are online are likely people who don't care as much. So we've had a situation over the last 4 or 5 years where we're grieving because we've had all these, we're duplicating the American experience. We've had all these suicides from addictions. We have deaths in long-term care. We had seniors are begging to be let into shelters and they're freezing to death. They're being denied being let in. People with diabetes are dying out on the streets. And these are people who who don't have access to things like being online. And the people that are in a position to do something about it, to them, they're invisible. So they don't really care. When I knock on doors, they say, well, we hope that the police will keep those people moving so they'll go away and die somewhere out of sight. Mm. And that is so un-Canadian in my experience, that sort of talk. But we're getting so much media from the States that it crystallizes here into that type of attitude. I agree with you that what I need to do is create a community. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to approach those people that are approaching it from very often from a church point of view. They're doing the soup kitchens, the food banks, and they're staffing the shelters. But even those people are afraid because if women are raped in the shelter, which is happening here in Brantford, so they're not being protected. And so if the people complain about that, they're the ones that are banned from the shelter. Mm. And it could be 10 below, it could be 20 below, you know, zero. And they're banned from the shelter. So even speaking out to defend yourself winds up getting revenge from the system against you. So to get an impact will be difficult, but I'm going to try to create a community based on those groups and try to widen it from there.
Good. Yeah. So you have knowing your audience, making sure you know who you're talking to. And then that's one of the key points about making your impact. You got to know who you're talking to. Otherwise, how are you going to measure any form of impact, right? So get to know who your audience is, have a good idea of who you're talking to when you come to the microphone. Because then you know that the topic is going to be there, that's going to support them, it's going to build conversation around what you want to talk about. you know, and that's going to help you in the journey of your podcast. It's good, Mike. I like it. The other thing we can do as podcasters around making sure our podcast is impact is we need to set some kind of goal for our podcast. A lot of podcasters start a show and they're like 5-10 episodes in and they're like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Like, I'm having fun. It's great to do this, but I don't have a goal. Like everything else that we do in life and business and whenever we create something like this that's really important to us, we want to know a goal because then we have a target to shoot for. We have something to work our way towards and we have a way to measure progress. So for me, for the How to Podcast series, my goal in starting the show was to help somebody start a podcast. Just one person. And I would do 200 episodes until somebody starts a podcast. That's my goal. So I've already surpassed that. And even this week, I had someone in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, reach out to me and that she started a show, put her first episode up, sent me a link, thanked me for the podcast. So I created an episode just for her where I took her message, her email. I took her episode, a little snippet from her podcast and created a little mini episode for her. So if you go to my podcast and listen to the more recent episode, you'll actually hear her podcast. And she emailed me back once she had heard that I had done that for her, promoting her podcast on my show, playing a snippet of her podcast, sending everyone who listens to her show in the last couple of days. She's had, I think I had 40 people have listened to that episode already. So that's 40 people who do not know who this person is, who are now going to support her. That's why I did this. And she emailed me back. She said, it's always been a dream of mine to have a podcast. And even with only one episode, I guess I'm a podcaster. And I'm like, yeah, you did it. Congratulations, you're in. So now just do it again and again and again. Keep showing up. But there are people out there that are listening to her show and she's thrilled. So that was my goal for my show, is if I could get one person to start a podcast, I've hit my goal. Everything else is bonus for me. Okay. So I have a goal for my show. And it seems kind of like, Dave, you could have had like 10,000 podcasters starting a show. That's a bigger goal. But I want to be realistic from the beginning that I didn't have an audience. Nobody knew who I was. There's 100 podcasts about podcasting. So I'm coming into this going, I just want to help one person. And that's kind of why I do what I do. So for your shows and your planned shows, what is your big goal for your podcast? How are you going to know that you got to success with your show? Sharon, what do you think? What is going to be your mark of success?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. For me, the big goal is just getting it launched. But I think it would be, wow, I'm really at a loss to say, because not only is this a passion project, but as I shared earlier, my life mantra about leaving people in better places, that totally is my goal. I suppose if I even heard from one person, much like you were discussing, if I heard from one person that said, hey, I got a great idea from listening to your podcast, I've implemented it in my business and this has happened, I'd be score. I'm also looking at, I've heard a lot about podcast burn, where you know people start their podcast, do a few shows and give up. For me, I'm doing at least 50, if not more. Like, I don't even see an end in sight. But what I'm also doing before I launch is I'm having a number of podcast episodes done and recorded, you know, 5-10 in the bank type of thing. So that if something shows up and I have to put it on hold, whether I'm being on vacation or there's something else comes up. And that's where I hear a lot of people, they do stop because something comes up and they didn't have any sort of ready to go. So I think possibly I would look at that being a success for me if I could have at all times between 5 and 10 podcasts in the bank ready to be put out once a week. That would be a great win for me too.
Amazing. That's great. That's that batch recording thing for the How to Podcast series right now. If I took my hands off the steering wheel and my foot off the gas, I have enough episodes to take me all the way to May. And you wouldn't even know that I took a break. There's 3 episodes a week. coming out right now. They're all set up in my calendar to go live. I could walk away and you wouldn't have no idea that I'm not here because it just keep going and going and going and going. So the only downside to being way too far in the future is if you have a guest and they come on and you interview them today and their episode comes out 4 months from now, they've completely forgotten about you. And the episode, they don't even remember what they said on your show because it's been so long since they did the recording. The only downside that I've seen so far is don't get too far out if you're doing guest interviews, because the frequency and the recency of being on your show, they were so excited talking to you, Sharon, on your podcast. They want to tell the world. And then you say to them, it's March that we recorded, but this is coming out in December. They're like, what? I want to tell people because I really enjoyed our conversation. So
that's a good point. For me, the way I'm looking at it is I'm not giving the episode as I'm recording it an episode number. So if I want, I can move things around. The other thing that I was thinking of doing too, to sort of get sort of, if we talk about engagement a little bit more, is for the podcast as I'm recording it, as I get to the end, I want to give a trailer like you do for movies coming out, a trailer of what my next episode is. So if I do that, there, I may have to just go back and re-record that little piece if I then decide to stick in another episode before that one is that I promised to make that change. But otherwise, for me, I don't see that I'd have a problem moving someone in if I was going to be interviewing to move that around.
That's really smart. Think about the listener in that moment too, Sharon. They're listening. If they listen to your episodes back to back to back, like I do for JJ's show, to know that there's a snippet about next week's or next episode on the episode before, it gives me as a listener, because I'm going to listen to your show in order. I hear a little snippet about what's coming next. You got me. I'm sticking around to hear the next episode. So it's a great idea. Sure.
For sure. Good. And the other little piece to add on to that is what I will also do in my episodes is, not everyone, but some of them I might say, and if you really enjoyed this episode about such and such, I did an episode back, you know, a couple of months ago called, and then the name of the episode, you might want to check that out too. So I'm also encouraging them not just to be waiting for the next one, but to go back and listen to past episodes that are relevant to what we discussed. But also, I think sometimes I'm guilty of this too, not guilty, but I do this myself, is I go and start listening to a podcast and it's the most recent. I don't necessarily go back to the older ones. And some of them might be even bigger gems than the one that they're listening to. So that was a way I thought of to get them to engage with past episodes.
Yeah. Last night at work, I worked my night shift last night, and there's a show I'm listening to. And I listened to that one podcast all night. So 8 hours of that show fed my brain while I was at work, plugging away, doing my thing. So that podcaster had back to back, and his episodes are like 9 minutes to 20 minutes long each. So they got a big listenership from some guy in Canada last night. So his stats just went great. So he's like, who is this person? So that's how I do it. When I find a show I fall in love with, I listen usually to the most recent episode. And if you have more than one episode, I go back to the beginning and I listen to them all. Because I listen to them each episode to the end as well, because I want you to get full credit for that listen. So that's what I do when I fall in love with a podcast. And then I usually catch up to the podcaster and then they become part of my regular weekly listen. So I'll just follow new episodes as they come out.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Okay. So my goal is going to be to take into consideration the things that you've been saying. Okay. So my goal is to keep democracy alive between elections. Okay. So what happens is, and that means that a lot of humility, because I may think I know a lot about what's going on, but people don't really want to hear it from me. Okay. Because I'm old, I'm white, etc.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay. So, and the thing is, like, when I ask the local politicians, they're elected. The Chamber of Commerce chooses a liberal and a conservative. And then once they're elected and the city council is elected, they won't communicate with the public. 90% of our newspapers are owned by a conservative American corporation. Hmm. So when I campaigned in 2022, they edited out anything I said about compassion and instead added to other people about hiring police to keep the homeless people moving. Okay, so there's not much media. So what I want to do is then invite guests to talk about their personal experiences. And then what will happen is that they will connect with other people locally and then with other people outside the area. And then that'll get around the newspapers and around the radio so that people can actually get the message to each other. And I don't have to be the expert.
Yeah.
I tried to have a healthcare emergency declared, but that didn't go anywhere. So I really need to democratize my own approach.
Good. I love it. Yeah. And that's a great thing too, Mike. If you have a message that you want to say, but you don't want necessarily be the messenger, then bring on somebody who's an expert in that space, an author, a speaker, somebody who's championing that thing that you want to talk about, and let the light shine on them. And then you just get to ask the questions and let them do their thing. And you still get your message out. You don't have to actually say the thing that you don't need to say in the moment. Just bring them on and let them share their message. It's great. It's good. JJ, your podcast is new, 3 episodes in. What's the goal? What's the goal for Ripple Retreat and your podcast?
The goal, ultimate goal is, and it's in my values on my website, is to help one homeless family help themselves off the street a year. And that's my ultimate goal.
Right.
So through the podcast, I want to make positive ripples in people's lives by giving them encouragement, by motivating them, by making them think about the fact that, hey, they're having a bad day, but you know what? They do put out and influence other people. So maybe making a positive ripple in their life, my listener's life, but ultimately generating enough publicity that Ripple Retreat gets what it needs to become successful and make a difference in the community. And I challenge businesses out there. Could you think where we would be today if McDonald's, I remember back in the 80s, McDonald's and Burger King having this war. And if Burger King said, you know what, we're going to win this war by saying that every business out there is going to help one homeless family help themselves off the street a year. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a homeless issue.
Yeah.
Because the resources would be there for those who need it. And that's all I'm doing with Ripple Retreat in as a recovery center is providing resources for those who need it, because there's a lot of people out there who don't know where to turn to.
Yeah.
And all they need to do is try.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to provide that for them.
Amazing. I love it. Okay, so for the 4 of us here in this room on Meetup and for those that are listening, the one thing I would encourage everyone is to have a goal that really seems attainable. Have a goal that you're like, I can measure it, I can track my progress, and I know when I get there. That's important. But I would also say to you, get one other goal that puts a little butterfly in your stomach, that makes a little quiver in your voice. When I hear JJ get passionate about something, like talking about, you know, helping a community member get their house built again after a fire, there's a little quiver in JJ's voice. A, because of the pride that his community showed up and made something happen, but that they did a big goal that seemed unattainable and they saw it through to completion. So have a goal that you think is something that you can reach, something that you can maintain and get to. But then again, have a second goal that makes you a little nervous, a little uneasy, a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Have that kind of goal as well for your podcast. It could be high and lofty, something in the far distant future, but something that gives you a little bit of uneasy stomach moment where you're like, I would love it if there was no restrictions on time or money or anything in my way. What would I want for my show? What would I want for my community? What would I want? And put that goal out there as well. So you have something you can measure and attain and get to, and something that you think is just a little bit absurd, but would be amazing to see for your podcast, for your community, for your listeners, for you. And then have those two things and have them kind of fight it out in your planning and in your inspiration. So write it down, because then when you write it down, it kind of becomes this thing that you can see in front of you. And then post it by your screen on your computer, or put it on your phone or somewhere where you're going to see it, your bathroom mirror that says, this is where I'm headed. And make it so you see it at the times when you need to see it and go, oh yeah, the thing, that goal that I have for my life, for my impact, for my community, for my podcast, for my book. What is that thing that gives you that uneasy feeling? And add that to the list. Put that out there, because you never know. You never know. As you talk about that goal, as your community comes around you and goes, okay, JJ, if time and money wasn't a concern for you, what would you do with Ripple Retreat? And you're like, oh, if money was no object, then I want this. Then right. talk about that. Because yeah. again, you don't know who's listening to your show. Right. You have no idea who's listening, what kind of resources they have, who they know, and what that can turn into. So don't limit yourself by, well, I can only do this much. I only have this much money. I only have this much time. Forget that. If you didn't have any limitations to what you have or what resources you had, what would you do? Dream big. Dream big and talk about it. Because then your audience can say, wait a minute, JJ, I know this person who has this tool. I know this person right. who has this money. I know this person who would love to talk to you. You just never know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Can the goal be something that includes the people that are your contributors? Like instead of, for example, my try to write a book, which will be pretty dry, okay? If people give you feedback and you're the reply to your podcast or on Facebook or whatever, if you include and you give them credit for what their ideas that they provided for their input, then make that something that you publish and then provide to that community.
Yeah.
Is that something that's been done? Like when I found trades jobs for women, or for Native people in my government job, what I did was I always gave them credit for what they did. And then when we were on TV or on the radio or whatever, so that drew more and more people in. But what it also did was empowered them, so they actually wound up organizing things. So I didn't have to do it. I'm old, okay? Yeah. So I don't have that much energy, seriously.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense that the future is going to have to be taken over by people who have a stake in it.
Yeah, and through your podcast, through building community, you give a voice to people who might not have the opportunity. So leverage that and give them that opportunity to share their message. It's great, Mike. Great idea.
Can I share one?
Yeah, go ahead, JJ.
I have two lofty, lofty goals.
Come on.
Let's go. Number one is to have a guest that is nationally known.
You know, like, we're recording this right now, just so you know, right? Okay, go ahead.
I do. Okay. To have a guest that's nationally known. Somebody who's really made a ginormous impact in the world. I would love to have them on my show. And my second, and this one I've had for years, is to be on a TED Talk. Because I've got a story, a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And I'm recovered alcoholic. I mean, been to war, PTSD, all that fun stuff. And yet, I think what I'm doing is beautiful and paying it forward and helping. And I would love to be on a TED Talk to
it would
talk.
Be perfect.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you have our support right here, JJ.
Cool.
So, you know, we're in your corner. I do have some people I'd love to introduce you to. I've had some pretty interesting people on my show. Next week, I'm having a gentleman on my show who wrote a book about his dad. This gentleman's last name is Nimoy. His dad is Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek. So yes. Adam, his son Adam, wrote a book about his dad. It's coming on my show. So, and then I had Bob Young, who's Neil Young's older brother, Canadian musician, rocking in the free world, all that, on my show just last week. It'll happen. Just show up, put your best into the world. It'll come back to you, JJ. you're doing this for all the right reasons. So
thank
you'll be rewarded. You'll be rewarded for that.
Indeed. I appreciate that. Thank you, Dave.
And the one last thing I kind of want to talk about before we round up here, it goes back to what Sharon was sharing earlier about being prepared and all of that, is to have a content creation plan. So again, going back to what Sharon said earlier, was that people run out of ideas, maybe 5 or 10 episodes in, then they don't know what to talk about next. So having an idea around a calendar, knowing where you're headed, again, think of your public transit. No one's going to get on an unnamed bus, an unnamed streetcar. They don't know where the thing is going. So I know I want to go downtown, but then I end up at the airport because there's no name on the bus that tells me where we're going. You need to have some kind of idea of where your podcast is going over the year, over the next few months. So however organized you are as a creator, you need to work within your limitations and how you structure your podcast. But please don't show up week to week not knowing what you're going to talk about. I like the idea of being recent and in the moment, but as well, you kind of need to have an idea where you're going. Because if you show up because it's Monday and you record on Monday, but you don't know what you're talking about, and you come to the microphone going, "Hey guys, welcome to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. I record every Monday. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about right now, but I'm here because I promised to show up. So I'm going to talk about this mug. This is my mug. I like it. It's got cold coffee in it right now." As a listener, you're like, "What are you doing, Dave? Why are you wasting my time with this dribble? Like, you're always organized. You always have something to talk about. And now you're just doing what I'm doing right now, talking about nothing." So have an idea, have a calendar, have a plan. 2 months out, 3 months out, a year out. Build it around holidays. If your podcast embraces holidays and I have the Dad Space podcast. So, you know, I'm going to have my Father's Day episode planned in advance. I'm going to have my Grandfather's Day podcast ready to go because there's a calendar date for that. So I can build around that. So I fill in my calendar around special dates. I fill in my calendar around special events. And then I just fill in the gaps. So I kind of have an idea of what I'm talking about. And what Sharon said, which I love, Sharon, is that if you know what your next episode's about, then you can give a snippet of that. That's a super idea, Sharon. I hope more people would listen to that and do that, because as a listener, it builds anticipation for what's coming next. Even if there's a 1 week gap in between, I know that next week Sharon's talking about ABC, and I love ABC. So when Sharon talks about ABC, I'll be there and I'll make sure that I remember to come to her show. So have a content calendar. Again, 1 week out, 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out, a month, a year, however you can do it, use Google Calendar, use a spreadsheet, use your phone, but create something that gives you structure so you know where you're going. What I do, just as a side before we go around the room, is I just email myself every time I have a brilliant idea, which happens maybe every 3 weeks. I just email myself and I put in the subject line topic. And I put what the topic is. And if it's a link, if it's a quote, if it's something I saw on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, a link to it, an article, I just email it to myself and I put it in the topic line what it is. So if it's around making money with your podcast or coming up with content or audience engagement, whatever. And then when I go to I email it to myself, and then I have a folder called topics in my Gmail. I just move that from the inbox into my topic folder. And every time I come to the mic, I go through my topic folder and go, okay, that's this week, this week, this week, this week. And I kind of know what I'm doing in advance. So that's how I keep myself organized. Because if I tried to Mike's comment, if I try to remember things as an old man, I won't be able to remember what I had thought about 3 days ago. It's gone. It's out of here. So if I don't capture it in the moment, it's gone. So I've had brilliant ideas that I don't even remember, and I'll never have them again. So I miss that moment. So email yourself some way of keeping track on your phone, however you want to do it, but create a content calendar. So Sharon, you stole my thunder by jumping in there by doing that. But what else do you have for Sharon around creating that content calendar?
Well, just along what you were saying, and by the way, this, it is not ageism to forget. Even younger people
Right.
Are good. Forgetting things because there's so many things bombarding ourselves and our thoughts and so on at a time. So I'm going to put that ageism thing aside.
Good.
But I'm very similar to you in that I will take notes. So I'm not that it's old school, but sometimes if I write something down in a little notebook, as I'm writing it with my pen, I kind of add to it. But I also use my phone, so I've got notes in here. But also I use the camera a lot. I might go by now, again, it depends on the type of podcast someone's doing, but it doesn't, in a way, it doesn't really matter because you might see an image of something that inspires you. Oh, I want to do an episode related to. So even having photos, I've got a lot of photos in here I can go back to remind myself what I was thinking. And then the other thing that I did was I put a post-it note and pen in the drawer next to my bed. Because sometimes you can wake up in the middle of the night or even the first thing in the morning before you go to bed and you've got that idea. And like you were saying, you can't remember a lot of this stuff. But I truly believe if something comes to you, you're inspired to take action on it by keeping it, whether it be, as I said, post a note in a little handwritten note card or taking photos, whatever it is, it will help you when you go to create new episodes because you've got something to go from. You wouldn't have thought of it if it wasn't important. So that's my thought on that.
Good. Right. Excellent, Sharon. I love it. JJ, what are your thoughts around a content calendar for your show? 3 episodes in? You know, we want to know that we're going somewhere with your show, like planning for episode guests, planning for solo episodes. What's your content creation strategy going to be for your show?
Oh, I love all the suggestions and I'm taking notes. And I like the idea of getting a couple episodes ahead to where, scheduled on the calendar to where I can say, hey, next, please stay tuned. Next week, I have so-and-so and their ripple is, just give them a little tease. Also, I'm doing some in-between solo episodes, like my sock episode that saved my life, my pair of socks, that I've written it out and redone it, and I'm still in the trial of recording that one. But I want to throw some zingers in there from time to time, just to keep people interested.
It's amazing. So that I could, that could be a really good base for one of your TED Talks too in the future. I said one of your TED Talks because you're going to do many, JJ. But that would be great just to come out with your socks on or something.
Right.
What's this guy doing? Right. So, yeah, or you could have a sock sponsor in the future who sponsors that episode.
Oh, indeed.
Right. And they could pay you to be on your show. And there's a lot of great ideas there. So it's good. Awesome, JJ.
Love it.
Mike, what are you going to do around planning out your calendar? How far advanced? You're a very thoughtful person. So I'm already anticipating your answer, but how are you going to plan out your podcast calendar?
What I want to do is develop outward. We'll start with a very narrow approach. The food banks, and then the people go around to doing the soup kitchens and serving people, and then the shelters, and then move from there into the larger issue like healthcare, et cetera. So I'm going to move forward into larger and larger issues. So what I wound up with is all sorts of ideas, as you say. So I use voice memos, I use iPhone notes, but also what I'm doing is I'm finding I have too many ideas. So I've been creating Word documents and I cluster them together. So if I have a bunch of ideas that are about homelessness or healthcare or housing or whatever, then I put them in the same document and then I list them that way under podcast themes. And then I'll go looking for them there. Part of that is to trigger thinking in the future if I wind up with a writer's block.
It's good. The one thing I was helping with a new podcaster with their show, they're an author. So I said to them, are you working on your next book? And they're like, yeah, I've got some ideas. I said, what if you created episodes that represent chapters in your next book? So you have 10 chapters coming up in a new book, then have 10 episodes, and each episode becomes your next chapter. So my show is called Living the Next Chapter. So you're living the next chapter while you're recording it, creating the content, pull it down into a transcript form, and use that as the basis of your next book. So you're kind of writing the book while you do your podcast. Bring in guests around the topic that you're writing about, interview them, get their insights, include them in your book. And they're like, huh.
So give them credit for it.
Yeah, you're not doing two different things at once, right? I'm going to podcast and then I'm going to stop and I'm going to move over here and write my book. Write your book while you podcast. Each episode could be your next chapter. So go ahead and do that, right?
Will do.
There you go. So yeah, they're going to do that, which is exciting. So what I'd like to do to close off, we're at our top of our hour here. Thank you, everyone, for doing this and being part of our first recorded episode of our meetup is I want to, again, give you an opportunity to shout out where you are. People are now falling in love with you as listeners to the show, and they want to, there's people sharing that want to talk to you, JJ. There's people who want to be on your podcast. They got a great story, or they have a pair of socks they want to sell you. Mike, there's other people here that just love what you're doing and they can't wait to meet you. So how do they get in touch with you? And then what I'd love for you to do is talk to the listening audience that are here right now, listening to us. What is your personal advice for them as a new podcaster, somebody who's thinking about starting a show, somebody that wants to be a podcaster, or they are one and they need inspiration? So again, Sharon, JJ, Mike, who you are and what is your message to a listener of this show, and how can you encourage them on their podcast journey? Let's start with Sharon.
Anyone starting out, we often have imposter syndrome, but also know the people that have got hundreds of episodes out still have imposter syndrome. The words are too close.
See, right.
And so I think, you know, just look back at why you felt passionate about starting this. What was your reason? What's your why? That word is sometimes overused by a lot of people out there in the world. I still think it's applicable, though. What is your why for wanting to have this podcast? And who is it that you want to serve? Because when you click those two together, it can help you when you get stuck to pull you out of the mud so that you can keep on going. So that would be my advice to everyone here to do that.
Good. And Sharon, how do we get a hold of you? Where do we go?
The best at the moment, my website's down as I work on the podcast, getting it done. But you can always go to info@SharonWorsley.com. That's SHARON. WORSLEY.com. Thanks.
Awesome, Sharon. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. Your contributions. Again, you stole my thunder by jumping ahead into the calendar, which helps me.
Not mean to.
No, it's perfect. That means we're on the right path. We're on the same wavelength. And I love that. So thank you for making time to be here. Awesome. Mike, as far as your contact information, where we can get in touch with you, and then any words of advice you'd have for a content creator on the journey of starting a podcast.
My podcast is about democracy, and the type of democracy that you have is one that reflects your character, the character of the people. It's a decision, and it's a conversation. So that's the sort of podcast that I want to create, a conversation. I can be reached at MikeClancy2003@yahoo.com. So it's my name, MikeClancy2003@yahoo.com. From the times that I've run for parliament, for public office, what I see is that podcasting and that is always a matter of talking to a minority of people who actually resonate with the thing that you have to say. And from what you're saying, Dave, the algorithm is actually set up to home in on that niche that you connect with, and then connect you even more with that group.
I love it. It's great. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for being here. And that's the one thing I love about podcasting is it's our voice without being filtered, without being censored. We can share what we want to share, what means something to us. And there's nobody looking over our shoulder saying, Mike, you're not allowed to say that. Mike, you can't talk about that. You can do whatever you want. That's the beauty of podcasting. It's open for all of us. So good luck with everything with your podcast, Mike, and keep coming back. We love having you here. It's great.
Thanks for allowing me to be
here. All right, JJ, same thing. Where we can get in touch with you about Ripple Retreat, your podcast, and what, with three episodes in, brand new podcaster, killing it, just having a great time on your show. What kind of advice would you have for another podcaster listening, as you have done? Thank you for listening to the show. But now you get to talk to a listener as well. Your advice for a listener. Tell us where we find you and what's your advice.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave. And thank you, Mike, for that advice. Good advice. I'm JJ, and my podcast is What's Your Ripple? And you can find me online at ripple-retreat.com. On there, you can buy me a coffee or send me an email. Dave, thank you. You hooked me up with Buy Me a Coffee. I greatly appreciate that. And a little teaser for everybody. I'm going to have Dave on my show one day because his ripple is huge. He's making a huge ripple out there. He's helping all of us podcasters who are stuck and afraid to make that step. Advice to everyone out there and the listener is we all grow, and we can't grow unless we start and just start. Baby steps, record a first episode, find your website, listen to Dave's advice. And he has challenges out there. When you listen to some of his podcasts, he challenges you to go online and open up Buy Me a Coffee or record this episode or do that. Those butterflies that you feel and you make, that means you're alive. Mm. And that's great. So my advice is just go for it. Because you learn when you grow.
Amazing. Amazing. I couldn't have done a better episode with three amazing people ever. This is great to have all three of you here to be a part of this. And again, if you're listening to this, we do have our meetup group. We meet on a regular basis. We're trying different dates and times to make it as accessible to as many people around the world as possible. Again, our group is up over 140 new members here on our meetup page. So we'll have a link to our meetup. So come and join us in the next one and get to meet Sharon and JJ and Mike, three of the best people in the world. You could be here with us as well. So thank you to all three of you for making time to do this. And we're looking forward to the next one. And everyone listening, thank you so much for being part of the How to Podcast family. Go out there, support each other, listen to each other's podcasts, give those ratings and reviews, do everything you can to support other creators so that we can all get that impact. And know that our podcast is having impact. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you for being part of this. Everyone.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
All the best.
Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back. And, you know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series. Far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together. We meet other podcasters. We talk podcasting. And it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.